This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, joining us online now, Daniel Cooper from Will Copen. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you for joining us on Fresh. No. Now, do tell me, Will Copen, I want to get down to the meaning of the name because I'm trying to rack my brain. Seeing that your last name is Cooper, I kind of thought, oh, it's got a C-O in it and a P. Could that be? So where did you get the name from?
The name is just stupid, really, to be honest.
Oh, really?
It doesn't really make a lot of sense, but the story is really so boring that we don't bother telling it.
Oh, please do. Humour me.
Okay. Well, it was an alter ego of our singer, which was Billy Copenhagen, which got shortened to Will Copen, and then the one word, which is Will Copen as the one word. And that's literally it. It's not too interesting, unfortunately.
The Copenhagen bit, I'm just trying to think, which country is that from? Is that Holland or Finn? Oh, I'm going to, Swedish?
I can't remember.
I think it's Swedish.
It probably just looks silly.
Does the alter ego have a Swedish accent?
It actually did it. It had an Australian accent, so it didn't make any sense at all.
Well, there you go. So tell us the Will Copen story. Imagine this is your bio, by that I mean like a, why do they call it a biopic, the movie that they make about yourself. We're in the early days. Tell us, what's the significant moments?
Oh, look, well, we sort of played on and off together for different things, whether it was church gigs or shows and all that sort of thing, either all of us or two of us together and that sort of thing. And then probably the end of last year, so 2009, we did a show for a charity gig actually on the beach up here on the Sunshine Coast. And we just played a bunch of sort of cover rock songs and that sort of thing and thought, hey, we kind of enjoy this. So we worked straight away on writing some songs and then went straight into the studio probably about 3 weeks later and recorded our single. And then it's sort of been just taking off from there. It's spreading at a pretty rapid rate. We're almost not keeping up with who's playing it where and what and all that sort of thing, but it's pretty cool. And then at the moment we're just working on getting the whole album finished with the same producer that did our single, so we're pretty excited about it, and hopefully we'll have it out soon.
Talk about a whirlwind.
Yeah, very, very quick.
So you've only really been a band for, say, like a good 7 months or something like that?
I'd say 7 months is how long we've been a band for, yeah.
Wow. I love it. You're coming like to be, like, if you stay on this trajectory, if I could say that word properly, you're going to be Beatles soon.
Well, you know, that would be nice.
Oh, really? Screaming girls.
I'm just thinking more, you know, being able to, you know, buy a nice house, maybe some food.
That's very good. How is the Sunshine Coast at the moment? Just to talk
today,
weather, get the weather out of the way.
Well, look, today it's actually raining.
All right.
The Sunshine Coast, it's a myth. I have to say it. We see more rain than sunshine.
So those tourism ads are wrong.
Yeah, the name. I think the name was just to lure tourists here.
Actually, last time I was up there, it was. I really shouldn't go on about this, but you had the storms or something like that, and there was all the foam along all the beaches.
Yes.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, frequently the beaches get eroded away to almost nothing up here just because of all the king tides that go with the storms. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you're a young band, 7 months. As you said, you know, so already people have, you know, grabbed your first single and gone, we like this. Where do you want to see your music go?
Oh, look, we'd love to be, obviously getting more songs out onto radio. We got a film clip that we're working on as well for the single at the moment that we're hoping to get on a few TV shows, which would be pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've had a bit of interest for that, so we thought, oh, we better do it.
Or can you tell me, like, is there any concept there, or are you going to do something creative, or is it?
I think we're not going to try and make it look like $1 million, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I think we'll look silly if we do. So we're going for a bit of an indie style. We got a couple of cool ideas that hopefully we can pull off. To make it pretty cool, but we're not 100% sure on how it's going to go yet.
Cool. Big props? Any big props in there?
I'm not sure. We got our filmographer that we work with. He's got some pretty crazy ideas and things that he really loves to do, and I think he's got a few ideas in front of green screens or whatever they call them to make us look like we're in places we're not.
Ah, and what places would you like to go in this film clip?
I actually don't know. So I think it's going to be one of those, he'll just say, stand here and do this, and then we'll find out later where we were.
You might be in Copenhagen.
It's possible. That could be funny, actually.
And then the circle is complete.
Yeah, exactly right.
You said you're working on your brand new album. Well, your first album, really.
Yeah.
So what's the vibe? I've never asked that, but...
I know. It's a cool question.
What's the vibe?
Really, it's all positive stuff. I mean, we're not downer kind of people. We're not singing about sex and drugs. I mean, I figure anyone can do that, and it's not really that interesting anyway. And so we just got sort of, it's positive messages in all of our songs, but it's in that sort of, I guess you'd call it indie pop almost, with the kind of easy to sing along melodies, but a pretty cool music behind it that rocks out pretty well. So that's the plan. And I'm sure it's going to evolve more as we're working on it into taking a few different directions here and there. But essentially, I'd say the general vibe is pretty positive in the indie pop genre.
Do you think it would be a concept album, or it would be kind of a bit of a mishmash?
I think we'll keep it pretty style wise. It'll be pretty consistent. So we won't sort of do like an acoustic song and then a full on rock song and then maybe a pop song or something like that. All the songs we've got at the moment are similar sort of style. They're all different to each other with sort of different hooks and things in each one, but definitely in the same sort of style for the whole album.
What would you say some of the themes that you guys are exploring in your songs are? I mean, the first single that you've brought out, you know, Hope Is Your Friend, You Got It. I mean, that's pretty meaty.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean that one, Hope, it's about, as it says, you know, hope, you've got it. You know, no matter what's happening, you know, good or bad, you know, there's always hope. And we just figure with everything that happens in the world these days, I mean, bad things have always happened, but these days with all your social networking, we all hear about it straight away. And so you can hear so much negativity, and we figured, you know, spread a bit of a positive message as well around the place and just let people know that, you know, no matter what is there, it's you've still got your hope, and if you hold on to that, things will get better. But I guess that's sort of our general message through our songs. I mean, we've got another song called City Lights, which is in a way about homeless people on the streets and all that sort of thing, and I guess just reaching out to them. And another song we've got is called Simple Things, and it's just literally talking about the simple things in life are what are the best. And if you just look at those sort of positive things, you know, things are going to be good.
How does your faith then play a part in, I suppose, you guys as a group?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're all Christian guys, you know, and we weren't setting out to make specifically Christian music, but I think, you know, all of us, with having our faith in everything that we do, it just shows through anyway, you know, regardless of what we write, we've got God in our lives, and, you know, because of that, we're happy, we're healthy, we know where we're going in life, all that sort of thing. And I guess, in a way, we're just trying to make music that people can enjoy and just listen to and have fun. But at the same time, if they do actually look a bit tiny bit further than a cool groove, they're going to straight away see that there's a good message behind it. And I think that's come from having the faith that we all do, whether we chose to do it or not. I guess you live the faith, so it comes through regardless. So.
Now, I mean, as we've discussed before, you guys are kind of a new band, you know, 7 months old. Where do you think you'd like to fit in a genre? Like, if people had to put you in a box, and I know lots of people don't like to be put there, do you think you'd go under the Christian group banner, or would you want to be kind of a bit like bands like Need to Breathe, where they're not, but they have Christian themes in their songs?
I think at the risk of sounding bad, we wouldn't go down the Christian genre road. Specifically, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Obviously, we've got the Christian messages and things which are very clear in the music. And I think the reason being is we don't want to limit ourselves to a specific market. We'd like to try and reach as many people as we could. And I think that's sort of showing already. There's quite a few, like, say, commercial radio stations that are primarily rock stations that are playing our music, which is pretty cool. And I think it's evolving as it goes. So, I mean, things may change, but certainly we're hoping to hit a broader market with the music to touch as many people as we can.
I suppose we're wondering when you start doing your tours, where will we see you? What kind of venues will we see you at? Will you do kind of Christian festivals as well as other venues?
We definitely like to, but to be honest, we haven't had a lot of good feedback from the Christian festivals yet. So
right.
We're hoping to get into a few, but we've mostly been getting offered the secular festivals.
Ah.
So we've been put on the bill with Powderfinger at the Caloundra Music Festival in a couple of months, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that's terrible.
If we have to do it, we must.
Oh, wow.
And there's a few others around Brisbane and things, and they'll be later on in the year, hopefully, as the applications become available, we'll apply to get into other festivals down south and all that sort of thing. And possibly, I mean, Easterfest is always an option at Toowoomba as well. So we'll see how we go.
How are you guys on stage? I always ask this of kind of groups that, you know, have been together for a few years, and what were you like in the early, you know, stages? Are you comfortable on stage?
Yeah, I think all of us, but I mean, between us, I think we worked it out. We've got about 60 years between the four of us of live experience.
Right.
So on stage, it's normal. And I mean, we've all come from, as younger kids, in large churches and all that sort of thing, where we were on stage, you know, every Sunday in front of up to 1,000 people.
Right.
And I know that's not a performance, but you do get used to being on stage in front of that amount of people. And I think all of us say our careers have all been centered around performing anyway, that when we put this band together, it's almost, we're a young band, but there's a lot of individual experience that we're all trying to bring together and draw on to make it a pretty cool show.
Speaking about experience, you're one of those multi-talented types who can play multiple instruments. I did see on your bio guitar and piano. If you had to give one of them up, which one would it be, guitar or piano?
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Really?
Couldn't do it, nah.
Oh.
I just love playing both. I mean, I've got a degree in classical piano from the conservatorium up here, and I just love doing that. But like, the guitar is kind of like the antithesis to my classical piano is my rock guitar, you know. And I just have to do both. I mean, I've been playing piano since I was about 5 years old, and I started guitar probably when I was 12, because that's just when I discovered it. I heard it actually, of all things, I heard it on some Sunday school album, and I heard this instrument, and I was like, what is that? And as soon as I found out it was an electric guitar, I just had to have one.
Oh, wow.
And I've just been obsessed with it, so.
Yeah, not too many kids' songs have electric guitar in it.
Yeah, and it was actually, that's what the song was about.
Oh.
Of all things, funnily enough.
Wow. Just in a personal question for you, Daniel, I did notice that, I assume that you're also a music teacher?
No.
No?
No, I have been in the past.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that I don't quite enjoy.
Ah. Bit painful, is it?
Work, yeah.
Well, my boyfriend, because I have long nails, and he plays piano, like keys, and every now and then I'll just get on, play really badly, but he can't handle the sound of my nails tapping.
Yeah, that gets a bit annoying.
He goes, oh, I can't stand that noise. I'm like, what? I'm making a beautiful sound. It's your nails.
Yeah, you got to cut your nails if you want to play.
Mm. Oh, definitely with guitar. Oh,
yeah.
My first guitar has nice little grooves in it, thanks to my nails.
Yeah, I've seen that happen a few times.
Oh, you must have guitar. You must have guitar fingers then. The really rough surfaces underneath you.
No, it's really weird. I actually don't.
Oh, really? You moisturize.
No, I think it's from playing the piano, because it's a soft surface on the keys, and it actually softens the skin. I know it sounds kind of wussy, but it does. And then from playing guitar, every maybe 6 months or so, the skin will just shred off, and then it's all soft again.
Oh. Wow, thank you for painting that wonderful picture for us.
Yeah, it's just nice.
Really appreciate that. No, I just noticed in your description you play Latin piano as well.
I have done, yeah. I did 2 years with a band called Rumba Quattro, which was a gypsy Latin band. So it was two flamenco guitars, percussion, and then me on keys. And we did a lot of gigs with those boys. It was interesting times.
Well, you obviously got a lot of experience in different areas. Do you think you'd start seeping in a lot of those different maybe genres into your music? Kind of a bit of rock and a bit of gypsy folk, whatever you called it?
I think the influences, they do start to slip in here and there. Not literally. I mean, you won't find in the middle of a rock song, I bust into some big Latin groove or something.
Oh, please.
But as funny as that could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty much. I do get a lot of influences. I mean, I've studied pretty much the entire history of music, so I've listened to a lot of things, I've played a lot of things, you know, and you do pick it up, whether you mean to or not, along the way, all the different sort of influences. So I guess rather than just being influenced by what's popular right now, I've had a pretty broad spectrum to draw off when I write music and that sort of thing. So I'd like to think there's a little bit of some of the influences in each song, yeah.
Speaking about influences, you know, often the question will be asked, you know, what bands have influenced you? And I'm just going to ask you that question. What bands have influenced you?
All right. I mean, I guess one that you know band these days just about can get away from is U2. I mean, we grew up listening to them and they just continue to write hit song after hit song, I think. So that kind of thing is an influence just from an inspirational point of view, I guess. There's other bands, Australian band Eskimo Joe.
Ah. Brilliant.
Probably a pretty big influence for us just because they're so creative as well. They just get better with every single album. So in bands like that, I mean, Kings of Leon as well, listen to a bit of that sort of thing. Muse is in there too. So there's a pretty broad range of bands that, you know, we could, I guess, call influences.
Well, Daniel, to end our time together today, I wanted to put you through the 120 seconds of Getting to Know You quiz bonanza.
Okay.
All right, let us go. I'll start the clock. Your full name?
Daniel David Livingstone Cooper.
Ah. What is your dream instrument? And by that, I mean specific design.
I reckon I'd say it'd be a 1962 Fender Strat.
I'll see you went guitar over piano. There you go.
Fine, you win.
What are you most afraid of?
Most afraid of? I reckon getting up early in the morning.
Oh, me too. What do you do when you get bored?
I actually literally just play more music.
Very good. Which song do you wish you wrote?
Which song do I wish I wrote? Far out, there's so many of them. I reckon if you pick something like With or Without You by U2.
Favourite movie character?
Favourite movie character would be, I'd have to say, Wayne off Wayne's World.
Dream car?
Dream car, that would be, I'd say, a Lamborghini.
Worst habit?
Worst habit would be talking too much.
Favourite pizza topping?
I actually go Hawaiian.
Favourite TV show?
Favourite TV show? I reckon The Simpsons.
Prefer summer or winter?
Summer.
I got it, on the sunshine toes.
Oh, yeah.
And what time do you usually go to bed?
Time do I usually go to bed? Usually pretty late, probably around midnight or after.
And if you were, and our final question, if you were a tour guide of the Sunshine Coast, where would you take us? What would be the attraction?
Where would I take you? I reckon I'd probably take you to Mooloolaba and you could see the multi-million-dollar toilet that sits on the sand.
I do like Mooloolaba, one of my favourite spots. Very nice. Actually, I did like some of your questions there. Hawaiian pizza, you got the Lamborghini and you prefer summer. You're very much a Sunshine Coast boy.
Definitely.
It suits the whole. Do you think you'd ever move away from the Sunshine Coast?
I think it's probably going to be inevitable eventually. There's not a huge music industry, even in Queensland, let alone on the coast. So I'd say whether I just continually travel or move somewhere else, it is a possibility, yeah.
So we might see you in Sydney sometime.
That's possible, yeah.
Very good. Well, Daniel, from Will Copen, very much looking forward to when you come down here, actually meeting you guys in person. But all the best with the new album that you'll bring out. When do you think you'll bring that out?
Hopefully within the next few months.
Oh, good.
So we're sort of in it and new songs pop up here and there and we go, ooh. Maybe that should be on it. So we'll see how we go.
Are you having a fight to the death with the songs? I've heard, bands like Switchfoot, they go like, oh, we had 90 songs, we had to cull it down. It's like, what? You're crazy.
Nah, not at all. We sort of, every time we write a new song, we go, oh, that's better than that other one. So we cut one out of the set.
Right.
So.
Very good. Yeah. Well, we are loving your new track, Hope Is Your Friend, You Got It, and I can't wait to hear more music. Thanks for catching up with us today.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.